Welcome back to another episode of ABA Mom. I'm your host, Allie, a board-certified behavior analyst in Mama 5. Today's episode is all about something that sounds simple, but can feel really confusing when you're parenting a child with a disability. It's functional play. Maybe you've heard your BCBA say, we're working on functional play skills, and thought, okay, but what does that actually mean at home? What is functional play? When professionals say functional play, they usually mean using toys and objects for their intended purpose. So instead of just spinning the wheels of a toy car, functional play looks like rolling a car across the floor, parking it into the garage, or driving a ramp. You can see this with other toys too, putting shapes into sorter, stacking blocks, completing a simple puzzle, or pretending to drink from a toy cup. All of these are meaningful, purposeful actions that help kids learn cause and effect, problem solving, and how the world works. Why does functional play matter? Functional play is not just cute play skills, it is a foundation for communication, social skills, and even daily living skills. When kids push a car and say go, or hand you a puzzle piece for help, they are practicing language, joint attention, and asking for what they need. It also supports emotional regulation and independence because kids have something purposeful to do with their hands and bodies. For many children with autism, structured, meaningful play can lower anxiety and give them clear ways to interact with their environment. Functional versus non-functional play. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. Does my child have to play correctly all the time? The short answer is no. Many kids explore toys in different ways. First, lining them up, spinning, mouthing, or focusing on one tiny part of a toy. From an ABA perspective, therapists often teach functional play so kids can connect with peers who expect toys to be used in familiar ways, and so play can be used to bridge to other skills. But that does not mean that every moment of free time must be tightly structured. There is room for exploration and weird play, especially if a child is happy, safe, and regulated. How ABA uses functional play. In ABA, functional play is often an early goal because it naturally opens the door for communication, social interaction, and learning. Therapists might break down a play skill into tiny steps, like picking up a car, placing on the track, then pushing it. Use reinforcement, praise, access to their favorite toy, or a break when your child plays functionally to increase the chance that they'll do it again. Embedded language goals into play, like labeling a car, go, up, more, or practicing simple requests. ABA programs also individualize play goals based on your child's interest and developmental level, rather than pushing the same toy list for every kid. Practical ideas for parents at home. Here's how you can support functional play without turning your living room into a therapy clinic. 1. Start with your child's interests. If your child loves cars, work on rolling them back and forth, parking them, or driving them up and down ramps. If they love cause and effect toys, practice pressing buttons to make music and lights. Then pause to encourage eye contact and requests like more. Use joint, imitate, and expand. Many ABA and play-based programs use simple patterns. Join, imitate, fan. Join is sit near your child and participate in whatever it is that they are already doing, even if it's lining up cars. Imitate. Copy their play to show I see you and build connection. Expand. Gently add one small functional step, like rolling one of the lined up cars without forcing it. Keep it short and fun. Aim for tiny scripts of functional play, 1 to 3 minutes at a time, sprinkled throughout the day. Use enthusiastic, natural praise. That car is going so fast. And follow your child's cues if they look overwhelmed. You can always back off and try again later. Use visual and modeling supports. Simple pictures showing first put in, then push, then clap can help kids learn new play routines. Video modeling, short clips of your child or another child playing functionally, has been shown to boost functional play in some children, balancing goals with grace. As a mom in the ABA world, it is easy to feel like every moment must be therapeutic or on program. Functional play is important and absolutely worth supporting it, but it should not erase your child's individuality or joy. Think of it as giving your child more tools, not taking them away the ways that they naturally like to engage. So as you listen today, give yourself permission to hold both truths. You can intentionally teach functional play skills that help your child communicate, connect, and learn. And you can also protect space for their unique, quirky, completely them kind of play. And remember, you are not in this journey alone.